بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد Disadvantages of death. Sayyidina Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, with the exception of the chief major sins, the greatest sin with which a person can meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is a debt which he has not made arrangements for its settlement. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would refuse to perform the janazah salah of a person who had passed away having unsettled debts. It is reported from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, lessen your sins and you will have an easy death. Minimize taking loans and you will live like a free person. Note, the repayment of a debt is a continuous worry and such a person lives the life of a slave, paying with good deeds for unpaid debts. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever passes away owing one dinar or one dirham, one silver or one gold coin, will pay for that with good deeds, as there will be no dirham or dinar in the hereafter. Sayyidina Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whoever incurs a debt and has no intention of repaying it and passes away in this condition will pay with his good deeds for it on the day of Qiyamah. If his good deeds are not sufficient, the sins of the creditor will be recorded in his name. No debts are in fact rights due to servants, and more strict conditions apply when rights are due to fellow human beings. Hence, we need to take extra precaution in these matters. The reward of obligating oneself to pay another person's debt. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once refused to perform the janazah salah of a person who had an outstanding debt to the value of 2 dirhams. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately volunteered to settle the debt on behalf of the sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then led the janazah salah. Upon completing the salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you well, O Ali. May Allah ta'ala save you from his chastisement, as you have saved your brother from the punishment of Allah ta'ala. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whoever saves a Muslim from chastisement, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect him also from the divine chastisement. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.